Hey guys,
this is a video game based podcast called Get in the Car Gamer.
The opinions and ideas expressed within are solely ours. They should not be taken seriously by anyone.
So lighten up or light up.
And enjoy the show.
Hey, get in the car, gamer.
Round one, fight!
Oh yeah. What's up, everybody? Hope you're all doing well. Welcome to Get in the Car Gamer. I am Josh Longmire, with me as always,
Kevin Clay.
I hope it's a nice day out right now. It's like 60s, you know, 60s sunny.
Looks
can't
like
complain.
It's spring out there, bro.
It is sprunging. How are you doing, my dude?
I'm absolutely sprung, my friend. I'm doing fine. I've just been mercilessly grinding through Final Fantasy VI.
Mercilessly.
It's like a lot. I'm surprised how much they packed on a Super Nintendo cartridge. Oh yeah. I fucked something up and went back 3 hours in time happily because I fucked something up.
Oh no, you had prior save you went to?
I did. I went back and it was tough.
Damn.
It was
that's a pride swallower right there. 3 hours?
Yeah, three hours.
3 hours is definitely a pride swallower. It was, you had to check yourself and go, do I really want to go back and do that? And you said, yes, I do.
I had to do a bunch of grinding again and then go through a whole entire
dungeon.
You
probably did
again.
Those 3 hours much better than you did the previous 3 hours.
I did them in like 1 hour. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you something. Let me ask you if you would have done it too. I went back in time because I found out that if I had waited 2 minutes on the map, the ninja guy comes back and joins my party forever after that.
And he's good.
And he's like an
OP'd character.
Yeah,
or?
All he does is use the throw. I mean, he has like a sword and stuff, but
he
uses
ninja stars
the throw command, you just buy 99 of each shuriken.
Okay,
it does dumb damage. Like it's like 1500.
And that's good.
Yeah, no, he's fine. Like okay. Your regular attack might do like 500.
I haven't played it. I'm not gonna lie.
He's fucking shit up. And okay. Also, he's a ninja, which is like all I needed.
Yeah,
his name's Shadow.
Do you wear the two toe shoes?
He does.
He is
wearing them. Yes, it. I know. It's lit as
fuck.
Have
you ever tried to put your flip-flop between your toes and make it like that? It's so uncomfortable.
Boy, it creates like this chafe. This chafe you had no idea could exist.
It also feels like wrong. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say that they're wrong for doing that because it looks cool as hell. But it feels
weird.
Maybe
they have the sock. Maybe they have the tabby sock that
is it big toe, first toe, and then the other three?
I think
or
it's just big toe.
Just big toe and the rest?
I think so. I think so.
That kind of makes sense.
It's a mitten.
That kind of makes sense.
It's a foot mitten.
Damn.
But anyway, I found out that because I didn't wait, he didn't come back. I would have never seen him again. He would have never been back in the party. So
damn.
I had to go back. I think. Would you have gone back?
You
for
literally
the ninja?
Only had to wait 2 minutes.
Yeah, you're like running as the like world falls apart, and it's like there's a timer up there, and you got to do some fights.
So you last as long as that timer, you know?
Yeah, you
got to
wait until there's 4 seconds left.
Oh, it's counting
down. I got there with 3 minutes to spare, and I was like, okay, time to go. And then I'm looking later, and I'm like, where's my ninja?
Where's my dude?
Hey, where's my ninja? And then I Google it. I'm like, dude's not in my party. And they're like, yeah, you idiot. You let him die. And I was like, what? Listen, in Final Fantasy, the old ones, everyone just morphs back into your guy when you walk around. You know, everyone comes out to talk.
Yeah, yeah.
But how did I know? What? I thought he was with
no,
me.
No, no. Now you. Oh, so.
I thought he
that
was with
me. That is still the same way. You're not rolling like a mob deep, right?
No.
That'd be so funny, though. Like, everywhere you go, 8 people are just kind of like AI wandering around you.
That's how Fear and Hunger is, and it can get a little like, you're like, oh, I'm playing Snake. Like, because if an enemy hits any of them, you're in a battle. And it's
oh no.
Come on, slow fellas.
You can already just be walking and step on the wrong tile and just be like,
absolutely.
Into a fight.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Okay.
It's one of those things. But other than that, it's been good. I've been playing a little bit more Metal Gear Solid 4. I'll have to let you know when I know what the fuck's going on in that one. He's old.
It's Snake retirement party.
He has Werner's syndrome. I might have told you this. He just ages rapidly.
Okay.
It's like 2 years since Metal Gear Solid 2.
Like the movie Junior? Yeah. Or was that what
no,
it's called?
Wait,
or
was
no.
Junior the one where...
Robin Williams is the one... He ages fast.
Okay, hold on.
God dang it. What was that called?
As opposed to the Brad Pitt movie where he ages in reverse.
That's Benjamin Button.
Yeah. Robin Williams ages fast movie. It's called Jack.
Jack.
The 1 year Junior
yeah.
is when
oh my God,
Arnold,
Arnold
Schwarzenegger has a baby?
Yes.
Yeah. With Danny DeVito.
Yes. Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger did like two movies.
I know. Like, Hercules I think, in New York.
Oh, then maybe another one because they did Twins.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Junior. And
I am so entirely pregnant. This is nuts. This is crazy.
I'm really craving some very specific items right now.
Pickles on top of ice cream.
Pickles and ice cream sounds so good. Yeah, it's...
No, that's fire.
It's interesting.
That's fire.
Anyway, I digress. I hope you guys are all doing well. We're going to be talking about Embracer Group is lobbing off their gangrene foot.
They're selling a chunk.
And
can
then
we get some money back? They're like, yo, what's the trade in on this?
We overextended ourselves.
They're at GameStop trying to trade in Embracer. It's
like,
trying
all
to trade
in 150 in store.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all I got for you.
Actually, feels like this button's sticking a little bit. I'm gonna need to talk to my manager.
And then we're also gonna be talking about how Phil Spencer's got thoughts and feelings about what's happening in the gaming industry.
One of the figureheads of a console gaming, you know, of gaming in particular, has a lot of thoughts about the industry, and we are seeing a turbulent industry. We've seen fucking 75,000 people lose their jobs, just that we've talked about. We've seen
a lot of people, a
lot of cancellations, a lot of stuff that we were all hyped about will never, never see the light of day. More than usual, and we'll definitely need to hear what he thinks about it, because he's at a place to talk about it, right? He's at the top.
Well, yeah.
He's from the greenest ivory tower.
He may have an opinion that's worth listening to.
Yes.
Maybe.
Truly. Maybe. Truly maybe.
Maybe. All right. Well, let's hop into this sham-da-lam ding dang.
I think so.
You want to take this first one?
I will.
You want this article that you were that you found? This fella?
I'd love to take it.
Mm. Oh, what, that whistle?
Get that big sip. I like that big sip. Oh, so we have a little article here from PC Gamer. We like to talk with them now and again.
Chat.
By
it's a little chat.
By Sean Prescott.
Yes.
It says, and you know, he's saying the word flagging here, but flagging Megacorp Embracer Group is now selling off Gearbox Entertainment to Take-Two for $460 million.
It's pocket change.
They say, but I'll keep the Remnant series. Thank you very much. If they truly did, that's very funny. Swedish games behemoth Embracer Group bought Gearbox for $1.3 billion back in 2021, just over 3 years later. They will be divesting Gearbox Entertainment to 2K Games, and Rockstar parent company Take-Two Gay Entertainment.
All right. I'm happy for them.
I'm sorry. Take-Two Entertainment for $460 million. The acquisition is expected to finalize by the end of June. Ooh, they got a lengthy one. They got a lot of things to slough off. Embracer will retain one piece of the Gearbox pie, however, in the form of Gearbox Publishing San Francisco, which holds publishing rights to the Remnant series and Hyper Lightbreaker, in addition to other notable unannounced game releases. The remaining arm of the business will be renamed. Okay. So it's not going to be Gearbox at all. It'll just be something else. Embracer Group has been ruthlessly downsizing to stay afloat after years of seemingly monthly studio and publisher acquisitions. It sold off Saber Interactive last month to the tune of $247 million. A little spending money. A little walking around money. And laid off around 1,400 people in 2023.
Yowza.
Last year it shut Saints Row Studio Volition.
Profits are up, boys, and overhead is low.
Oh, it's low.
Bonuses around.
Overhead is scathing. Mm. We took a whole building out, just demolished it, just demoed it.
Fuck.
And Square Enix Montreal, to name just a few of the small handful of its big contractions. Rumor that Gearbox was on the out started as far back as September last year, to which this podcast did report. I'm very happy to say. Embracer's recent doom and gloom is in stark contrast to 2021 and 22, Those were the days when the company was making huge acquisitions, ranging from Lord of the Rings through to some of the Square Enix's former tentpole Western studios. Yeah, I'd like to call things that Square Enix completely fumbled and then immediately sold tentpole. I like that as well. I'm not mad about Deus Ex. I'm not. And receiving big investments from Saudi Arabia.
No shit.
You remember that?
Real shit.
Ooh, true shit.
Yeah.
Sandy shit.
Yeah, that's some...
Oil shit. Mm-hmm. Oily. Mm. What's wrong with it? It's so slick. We can get it off of some
I was going to say, we're going to need Dawn soap.
These ducks, they're so covered. I'm going to move on just a little bit. Yeah. CEO Lars Wingefors, what a name, CEO of Embracer, said in a prepared statement, "Today's announcement marks the result of the final structured divestment process and is an important step in transforming Embracer into the future with notably lower net debt and improved free cash flow. Through the transaction, we lower business risk and improve profitability as we transition to becoming a leaner and more focused company." Gearbox founder Randy Pitchford had this to say: "As a significant long-term Embracer Group shareholder, great start.
As a shareholder,
as a bag,
holding the bag,
as a bag manager, I believe in the strategy for the Embracer Group going forward, and am completely convinced that this transaction is the best possible scenario.
I believe I'm going to get a lot of money from this.
I do think I will get paid, and I will appreciate that.
We should fire some more people so I get more money.
Yeah. Yes. How much did you want to pay me for Remnant? My primary interest is always Gearbox, especially our talent and our customers. I want to personally assure fans of our games that this arrangement will ensure that the experiences we have in development at Gearbox will be the best they can possibly be." Finally, our third CEO and final CEO of the group, Take-Two, Strauss Zelnick, CEO, CEO, has indicated in his own prepared
statement. I don't like how
I'm
supposed to know it's Take-Two by 2-2.
Yeah, they messed that up. Isn't that crazy? Y'all made a mistake.
Is that a typo?
That's a typo, yeah, son. Okay. Absolutely. It's harsh. So now you guys will know that it wasn't just me being bad at reading. Mm. I can read. Mm-hmm. I'm able to read things. Maybe there was a little bit of discrepancies here. Take-Two CEO Strauss Zelnick also indicated in his own prepared statement that these corporate machinations are for the greater good. Gearbox will fall under the 2K umbrella as a studio, presumably with a focus on Borderlands games, which 2K has published since the series started in 2009. For its $460 million, Take-Two also gets other Gearbox IP, including Homeworld, Risk of Rain, Brothers in Arms, and...
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. Yeah. And I am all out of gum.
And Duke Nukem.
Yeah, man. That's those
I would love to see. I'd love to see a new Duke Nukem. He could be so funny.
Brought into the new
he
new
could be
age.
So funny.
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
He's like, you can't cancel me. My dick's too long.
This game was like the GTA 5
of
its
time.
As far
strippers.
As like crudeness. There's
penis.
Nudity. Like
urination.
Yeah, it was... it was.
There were strippers in a Doom game.
It
guys,
was that game.
Strippers. It was lit. I would, the Risk of Rain could be cool. I knew they would get to it, but Take-Two has been publishing Gearbox's games for fucking ever. So it's funny that they were like, what are you selling that? Come here.
We can actually like the cut of their jib.
Come here. No, I think I can flip that better than
yeah,
you.
Yeah, for sure.
Honest to God, no, I think you guys are fumbling it.
On God. No,
dude,
for real.
We put out like four games, a trimester.
That is, I guess, the name of the game when you're owning a company.
You have to. He has to just being like, you guys are trash.
What business are you in? Oh, I hawk businesses.
I'm a holder.
I sell businesses.
I'd like everyone to know personally. Mega corporation is not. It's not mega. Is for
mega
things that are cool, like big tits or monster trucks.
Mega Corps should just be like a battalion in Armored Corps.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely. That would be a sick Megacorp would be a great name for that. What they are is a holding company. They buy companies and they eat them up. Mm-hmm. And then they try and shit more money. But if they can't, they puke it into Take-Two's mouth.
What?
And they lost, you see how much money they lost? Yeah. $467 million on a $1.3 billion transaction, and all they got is one IP. They
retain
one thing.
Like 35% of their company, you know, 30%. I don't know. I'm doing rough math there.
That's, I just can't, I can't believe it. I really can't believe it, that a company can be sold in 2 years for the, to the tune of $1.7 billion.
That was 1.7, then it's,
it was
like
1.3 and 460 million, the two transactions together. Yeah. So I just can't, I can't fucking believe it.
It's like much less than 30%. Anyway, yeah, I guess that's good for...
It's good for Gearbox.
Gearbox, yeah, I mean...
Take-Two has, aside from just not putting out enough shit, really not a lot of problems, you know? And they dodged all that. Like, 3 years ago, Take-Two had allegations. And, like, they were like... They blew them right off. You know, they settled or did what they needed to do to get the PR flowing again. They were like, well, you guys like Red Dead. You guys remember Red Dead? We're going to put it out on Nintendo Switch.
I bet it'll run really well.
Randy Pitchford, I'm a little disappointed. I guess the only thing I'm gonna add to this is I'm a little disappointed in Randy being so political. He doesn't strike me usually. He usually speaks his mind. And in this, he was just like, as somebody who will make money either way, I love making money. And
I am a fan of it. Yeah, I mean, it was as a shareholder.
Yeah, I wanted to hear from him as
that's the whole point of being a shareholder. Is
as
obviously
a creative, you know.
You want the company to get more valuable and whatnot. But oftentimes you don't think about the cost. Like, you just, they had to fight, they had to like ruin like 1,400 people's jobs.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
just
awful.
Just to like make sure that they were more profitable than they would have been otherwise.
Kind of a, it's just a grindhouse, you know? Yeah. Like, and the fact that
that's why you got to be a fucking, that's why you got to be a indie gamer. Indie, like, developer, I mean.
Yeah.
And
you got to keep it tight.
Get
I
your own
you
bag.
You got to keep it tight. You got to keep overheads low. You guys got to meet on Skype or something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Just, I mean, eat ramen for, like, 5 years making that game and then make, like, $1 million, $2 million. You know?
Yeah.
Let that pay off from all that
you
hard
won't
work.
Even taste ramen anymore. Dude, you look in your bank account and you, like, go, oh, my God, I'm not worried
oh,
about
no,
anything.
Oh, no, yeah. That, at
that
point on, you don't have to worry. You can eat whatever you want.
Yeah, you won't need to eat any more ramen.
You'll live more comfortably.
You'll eat the
it's
souls
simple,
of your
folks.
Enemies.
It's that simple. Just make your own game, okay?
You got to make your own thing, and it's got to be incredibly successful, right. So you make your bag.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't sell your soul for the bag.
I honestly think, like, what's successful? For me, successful would be, like, I made $80,000 this year. Make like from a video game I made.
I think if I ever personally one time in my life made $100,000 a year on anything, I'd be like, guess I did it. Guess I made it. Like,
look at me.
I know that's not even a crazy amount of money, especially
no,
with
but it's
super
a sensible,
inflation.
It's a sensible amount of money that to be like, I'm.
I did it.
I'm doing pretty well.
Yes.
In this fucked up marathon called life in America.
With the Steam royalties, you'd have
which
to
is
sell
a lot better than it could be anywhere else, but like
to make $100,000 on Steam, and this is rough math.
Mm-hmm.
But to make $100,000 on Steam, you would have to sell a $10 game like with Steam's cut 1600 times.
Done.
I know.
That
it doesn't
like
seem
so
crazy,
like,
does
no,
it?
No, if it's like a, you could probably double or quadruple that if you just cut
wait
it down to like $3. Maybe more than that.
10 times 1,000, 16,000. But that's still not a
let's
million.
Let's call it 32,000 at $5.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, make it cheap as you can.
Dude, I've bought games for nothing.
We're already rich, man. We haven't even made the game, bro. We haven't even designed
it. Fuck this.
It, man.
Shut it down.
We're already there.
We're going to the casino. It's time
Daddy's
to go spend
eating steak tonight.
Yeah, it's time to go spend this money we're about to earn. No. But you, I mean, like, I have bought so many little indie games under $20
mm-hmm.
for nothing.
Yeah.
Tumblr post, screenshot of some fucked up shit.
You spend like $5,000, $10,000 on some advertising, you know.
Or just make it so niche that people will
oh,
do the advertising for you.
Yeah, word of mouth.
Like, go online and find what people want in a game, and it might be fucked up. Like, they're like, why isn't there a game that's like Call of Duty, but it's all gay furries? Mm-hmm. And it's like, dude, you might could fill that niche. I don't know how you would. You'd have to do some research, I think.
Lots of research, and I'm not the guy that's going to do that research. That's not me.
Not for that game. No. Maybe a different one.
Yeah.
Not the gay furry one. No. I don't think I can do it.
Well,
we did find on Steam. Let me see if I can find the name of it real quick.
Just one moment. If anything, it would be interesting. It would be not boring having to look into that. It wouldn't be fun.
You'd be like,
but it'd be like, this is from a zoologist's point of view. This is very interesting.
Look at them go. Disgusting.
Yeah, David Attenborough.
I absolutely hate it. But here we are watching them. I came across a game. I'll keep this very quick. I came across a game.
As the they them slides into the squirrel's ass of the
the green they them dog like wolf exactly. character. Inserts
I'm so ignorant of it that I can't even make a good joke.
Human like, weirdly human like red penis into the squirrel cloaca.
And then after heavy petting, they go to the Burger King and get chicky nuggies.
With spicy sauce. Danny, friend of the show, Danny, came across a game and she just wanted everyone to know. It's called Robin Morningwood.
Robin?
Adventure. The well comes secret. Yeah, you know which part of the word is spelled come, like come. And there is just like on Steam without really clicking a lot.
Hold on.
Gay sex. There's a lot of gay sex in this game. It's immediate. It's graphic. It's not violent. It looks like they're all having a great time. I saw a dude sniff another dude's underwear.
Wait, I went,
whoa. There are niches out here.
Oh, they edit. They like.
Is it edited?
Yeah.
Big sensor bars. With yeah. Dude. I saw
YouTube,
a dude.
It's on YouTube, man. So it's like, you know, like meme faces and stuff over.
I saw a dude like at the item shop just getting top. Just getting just outside top. Shirts damn. Off. It was.
Oh, shit.
It was.
See? they put it like.
Garfield Pepe.
As a sensor bar.
Yeah, that rocks. You are. I like that.
Dude, this is a dragon with a giant cock, isn't it? right behind.
I bet it's bigger than him.
They had to put a giant a face right here to cover. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
So, just be, you know, there's a game out there for everyone. I just wanted everyone to know that.
Oh, shit. It's like a sword with like a, it's like a butt plug sword.
Oh, yeah. Cock rings and butt plugs. That's what you equip.
Oh,
thanks
shit.
Thanks for reminding me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you walk around pretty naked in that. So you couldn't can't equip much. Yo, who is this YouTuber? Who is this YouTuber? Because they are the shit.
Jaconi? Jaconi?
Yo, Jaconi, thank you. That this rocks.
J-A-C-C-K-O-N-Y.
Not only are you playing this game, but you are having a really hilarious time with it, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
Oh.
It's not for nothing, kid.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Let's move on.
Hold on. Oh no, I think he's.
Oh.
I think he's in there.
Oh.
Eating.
How in there?
I don't know.
Oh, he's eating some of that.
He's eating
that
some cake. Yeah.
I wonder what that's a euphemism for.
You got the euphemism.
Yeah. Oh, look, everything's fine.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, Robin Morningwood. Check it out.
Yeah, or don't. it's up to you.
It's tight.
It's not on sale. And that was very funny. I should have given that more time. I stepped on it, but it was really good. It's tight. It's musty.
Mm.
Game looks like one of those games that probably smells like shit.
Fucking hell. All right, let's move on. Phil Spencer on what the hell is happening in the game industries.
Phil.
And why exclusives have become a risky business.
First of all, Phil looks great. He has been working out.
He has been. He's juicing a little bit.
Yeah, he needs to work on his cut. He looks a little pale.
Yeah.
A little pallid.
Mm. All right. The math ain't mathin' on making a game that has... The math on making a game has definitely changed, said Phil Spencer, CEO of gaming at Microsoft. Polygon spoke with Spencer during the annual Game Developers Conference. And though the conversation ranged from the possibility of handheld console to the trouble with closed platforms, one theme was inescapable. what the hell is going on with games in the game industry? And how will video game makers publish Xbox publishers, Xbox included, get out of it?
What the hell is going on?
What's
happening?
Spencer's views point to a collision of rising budgets, diversifying bonds, models, and exceptional financial risk now required to meet the audience expectations of a AAA release. He specifically pointed to the astronomical budgets of big budget gaming, which have created a knot of problems
we hadn't talked about furries before he said not.
has been a challenging challenge to disentangle. Sorry, you don't see disentangle written very often.
You sure don't.
And for Spencer, the path forward is to abandon assumptions about exclusivity and attract new customers who have cooled on the console experience. See, these guys are selling consoles on the chip.
They're
hoping
loss.
That you're buying stuff in other places.
Where's it? Hey, don't you want Game Pass with that?
Oh, wait a minute.
Don't you want a fresh baked Game Pass?
Second Game Pass for the day? But first, for context, Spencer talked about how things used to work back in the day in the Dizzy. When budgeting and greenlighting a video game. The Microsoft exec has been producing games for long enough that he can remember when the financials were relatively straightforward. A publisher could get a sales goal, let's say 800,000 units, set an ear note goal, how much money they can make on that, and set the price of the game, usually about $60. From there, video game publishers and studios could set a budget. However, in the financial calculus, has changed. In 2024, most games are sold across multiple storefronts, often steeply discounted mere weeks after the release or included as part of a subscription service on launch day. Plus, the game themselves takes many years to create with the help of hundreds, if not thousands, of team members, sometimes spread across the world, across the globe. All of this adds up, and Spencer says it costs about $300 million to build a video game.
Oh, shit. Phil, you guys had $300 million to make Halo, not dog shit.
That's insane.
Damn it.
Spencer, basically, this Philly guy, he broke it down into three things.
Oh, okay.
The cost really reduces the risk that publishers will take on. There's previous games needed to sell a few hundred thousand units to justify their cost. New games may need to sell many millions of units now because they're giving it away on the cheap. If you're a publisher, you know that it's a pretty big number in the world that already has a lot of video games coming. How are you going to establish this thing? Am I willing to take the red on a new IP, on a new kind of game, when the earnout risk is that high? I think it is. It impinges on the creativity of the industry, which I don't love. Creativity doesn't make me money. Is like the cornerstone of what we should be doing about gaming.
I'll take number two.
Yeah. creativity doesn't make me
isn't
money.
Isn't making me money. this cost is particularly prohibitive for number two, for exclusives that can only reach so many players. As Spencer explained in our conversation about the perils of exclusivity and walled garden consoles, these games need to make additional money to justify the console makers subsidizing the cost of the console. As Spencer explains, the case for exclusivity gets pressured as the cost of the game goes up.
And then the third one would be, according to Spencer, the console market has not grown in the past year. Though Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo Switch consoles continue to sell, Spencer notes that the mini console gamers are simply upgrading, or to put it another way, they're not new to the market and won't contribute to growth. They're not giving up the money. Daddy can't get a new Lamborghini. Everybody else's customer is your success state. What the fuck does that mean? Without new customers, everybody else's customer is your success state. Everybody else's customer. So
he is business. He's gone down the business hole of business land. He's ear noting. He's adjusting. He's impinging.
You can't succeed unless you draw in customers from other publishers and other platforms. And because you're not finding new customers in the games that you're building, everybody is kind of fighting over the same size pie. Now, I thought that there's like more people in the world born every day. And like after a certain point, it becomes a self-feeding machine of gamers coming up and, you know.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's why mobile gaming's so popular. You know, it's because
there must be more people like us who've had enough. There must be so many people who are just like, nah, this is ridiculous. I'm just gonna play the
ones that
I
are
have.
Actually spending money on it, or
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, because like you know, kids will ask their parents for money, sure, to buy stuff,
and
so
they go,
their spending is unchecked to an extent. You know, the thing that they spend money on.
I think
on.
That there's the anomaly where the parents like. The kid spent 10 G's on Xbox Live. I don't know how he did it. I just wasn't paying attention. That doesn't happen very often, but
no,
it does happen.
But it happened enough that it was like not novel. Mm. Like, I mean, it happened quite a bit. And now there's all these like different rules. There are a few states in America that have to give you a digital refund, and otherwise, like PlayStation, for example, mm-hmm, unless you're in those states, they're like, no. You're like, can I get a digital refund? No. Mm.
We don't have to, so we won't.
Right. Like, you're like, and they're like.
It just sucks because the gaming industry will never be like it was when it was younger and smaller.
No, because.
It can't be because the way that, capitalism works
and Phil's
is that
right.
You have to make more money each year.
And if you're spending $300 million to make fucking games, how can you? How can you?
Yeah.
How can you profit?
If you're not making more money than you made last year, you're a failing company.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is insane. Because there's no way to build. There's no way to plan. And
now, that's not to say that like the companies will have losing years in a row and still stay above water and float.
Right.
But then at some point they'll dissolve it because it's just not making the bag.
You can't. I mean, you can't operate in the red forever.
Or it'll get sold to someone else for very cheap and they'll take a stab at it.
They would love to. Especially because they got a fucking deal on it.
Yeah. These problems have had a very real, substantial, and immediate human cost. Phil himself has had to slash the throats of at least 15 interns who did not hit a deadline on his Donkey Kong
64
ripoff game.
Remake. Yeah. Yeah. No shit.
Shortly after Microsoft acquisition of Activision Blizzard King. Mm-hmm. The company announced it would be laying off 1,900 workers from its gaming division. Activision Blizzard King?
Yeah, that's what it's called. Don't you hate that?
And that's the first time I've ever read that. Are you serious?
Activision Blizzard King.
Dude, I want to get the Activision
Candy
Blizzard
Crush.
King from Dairy Queen. I want that fucking...
Is that the one that Grimace Sunday? Was eating
yeah.
on, dude?
Yeah.
The Grimace shake?
Yeah, bro.
Grimace birthday shake, dude.
Oh, my God. Polygon asked Spencer
come and get the new Activision Blizzard King from DQ.
They're playing ABK. They're calling it ABK. So ABK layoffs. We're part of this wider trend. And if there was something unique about the layoffs as they pertain to the current Xbox business.
That sounds like a mega corporation to me, dog.
Really
Activision
does.
Blizzard King.
It's a
And now it's called Microsoft Activision Blizzard King.
Yeah, dude. This is getting out of hand, bro.
Phil,
this
you are you are out of pocket, Phil.
It's a little bit of both, said Spencer, but I'll say this, that most concern for the industry is the lack of growth. And when you have an industry that is projected to be smaller next year in terms of players and dollars, and you get a lot of publicity traded companies that are in the industry that have to show their investors growth, because why else does anybody own a share and someone owns stock? I'm fucking so smart sometimes. God
dude,
damn it.
Dude, you know what I want? I hope when he laid off those 1,900 people, I hope he had Daft Punk get back together and come to the studio and
spin
be like,
as
you're
as
around the world, and it's just, and you're just handing in your badge and you're crying. How am I live in California. How am I going to feed my children? My rent is $173,000 a month.
I'm just glad I'm just so happy when I hear that I'm right. Like, It just tickles me when I'll tell you, I talk out of my ass a lot of times, and
we're not always right.
I don't know this stuff. I've never learned business or anything, but it's like so.
We're gleaning
just,
it.
It's just so easy to like see through it, and
we're
like,
eating greed. Like literally, we eat like little scraps of greed, and we're like, that tastes like something, and we're like the air. There's something in the air. I can smell it. I can taste it, or I can feel it. It's primal. And it's in our brain. Like way back, there was a Patrick Bateman caveman who was like, he who control fire, control economy. And he's just like, grug making business sales. Hold one. You know, he's got a big rock. I assumed
rocks. That was a good belly laugh.
That was a lot of fun.
There's a lot of article left, but I don't really care anymore.
No. He goes on to say that every decision he makes is fueled by the fact that they're a business and they're making money. Yeah. He laughed when he said it, but it's right. It's what he's saying. You can continue to do the article. I just want to get to the very end here because he says something about the future. He addresses something. He says a lot of buzzwords, so I'm gonna get through it here. This is the last thing Philip said on the record about the state of the gaming industry, okay? Polygon says, for Spencer, moving towards the future is about walking, in some part, away from exclusivity. Phil says, every decision we make is to make Xbox stronger in the long run. It doesn't mean everyone's going to agree with every decision we make, but it is fundamental for how we make decisions. This notion that Xbox can only be this one device that plugs into a television is not something we see in the Gen Z research, because nothing else is like that for them. Some of them will have an iPhone, some of them will have an Android, but all the games and everything is the same. I can still get to TikTok on both of them, at least for now.
Dude, he's just talking about... Don't you guys own phones?
Yeah. Don't you all have one?
Don't you have a phone?
All of their stuff is available wherever they want. So for Xbox, our brand pivot as we attract and maintain relevance with a younger audience is Xbox is a place where I can find the great games I want to. Interesting. Here's what I love about his last sentence.
He's like, we want to just be basic. Like, okay,
he goes on,
say
the,
my thought anyway.
On the side, on the sly, he's like, maybe we won't even make consoles anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just give you a great thing wherever you want. And then he goes, nah, but I didn't say that.
Yeah,
no, I'm going to make Xbox the place that you want to come to. What are you doing?
Well, no, Xbox,
you making the Xbox phone?
All Xbox is going to be is a Netflix for games.
I think you're right.
I think Game it's just going to be. Yeah, no, that was what I was going to say. The Game Pass is it. They figured it out. They're
introducing Game Pass for Nintendo Switch. Introducing Game Pass for the Steam Deck. Raj Ally.
You know that like Netflix has probably approached Xbox and them and been like, hey, we'd like to, you know, do this and stream games on our shit.
Netflix
and
has games.
Yeah, I know.
They
and
have
then,
a Rainbow
you know,
Six game.
I bet Xbox was just like, no, I'm sorry. That's a dumb idea. I think that's I think you should go back and really think about your business skills and decision making. And then when they left and closed the door, they just went, dude, you guys hear that? That's the fucking best idea I've ever heard.
Fuck with that so
you know
heavy.
What, dude? I think that we should just have our own streaming service eventually.
You all wanted to steal that, right?
Do you know how much money we're losing on selling consoles and create, you know, these are basically computers now.
They earmarked 3.5 more hours for this meeting. I say we order 2 more lunches on the company card and sit in here and think about what our Netflix should look like.
And someone tell me if there's a Sizzler that's still open in this goddamn country, because I'd like to go get a steak.
Either that or a Fuddruckers. I got a really specific craving for not quite steakhouse steak. I want restaurant quality steak.
They have to have a little salad bar buffet, though.
Okay.
It needs that.
Golden Corral would still work? Like Golden Corral on prime rib and sirloin day.
Sizzler was like they like a sit down restaurant.
That was like an Applebee's.
It was a little nicer than an Applebee's, but a little just a.
Hold
yeah,
on, let me put
little,
my let me tuck me, my napkin into my collar.
Yes, exactly. Whoa. And then they had a salad bar, like a hardcore salad bar that you could go up. It's kind of like a what is it like a Ruby Tuesdays? Didn't they have like a?
I've never eaten there.
Did they have like a hardcore salad bar?
I've never
there
eaten
too?
At Ruth's Chris either.
Bruce
drive
Chris?
By it all the time.
It's all right. It's a little overpriced. If you're going to go like spend money on like a really good steak, go to that St. Elmo's. Like it's like
you
one
ever
of the
been
best
to Bynum's on the south side?
Who?
Bynum's. It's got a big cow out front.
That's the tits. That's pretty good too.
All
right. If you're ever down there.
Okay.
If you're folks, if you're ever down there, let me tell you where you can find a good steak. Well, I'll tell you one steak that's not good. Philly cheesesteak. He's waffling everywhere.
No, he's just saying the part out loud that like he would rather not. Like,
you think so?
I think so.
You think this is? You think, I mean, he's cutting his wrists and bleeding a little bit?
He's saying this to people anyway, but like, I think he's just being honest, like, really honest and transparent about like what the priorities are and the future.
And how it's not working. He didn't say it, but I mean, he's like he's talking about how the future, like he's going towards the future, means it's not working now, mm-hmm. And it's not. It's not, and I would even go as far to say, as they should not be losing this hard to Sony, because Sony's not doing excellently. And the Switch is old as shit now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What it's losing to is interesting to me.
I think that Nintendo will be one of the last ones to fall.
Yeah, they'll just hold their IPs.
They'll do their thing.
Yeah, and they won't care.
Yeah.
They don't care what anyone else does because they only do their thing, you know, their way.
Mm-hmm.
The unfortunate thing about the Switch is, aside from their games, it's kind of the worst place to play games that are out on everything. You know, it's the least powered.
Yeah, it can't perform.
It's a tablet. You know, you put it on the dock and it literally is like, I'm shooting into hyper mode. Like, you know, it's still a tablet.
Yeah.
And just because it now can heat itself up by overclocking itself because there's now room, the dock's taking some heat from it, doesn't mean it's, you know, it's any better. And, you know, next week we're going to get into probably, I'm looking toward some leaks here, but some people have gotten PlayStation 5 Pro development kits.
Hmm.
And some developers apparently have been talking shit and being like, who is this for? What is this? What is this? Just, you're going to put this out for whom? People who have a PlayStation 5 don't need this. And if they...
It's not any better?
Well, it's like nominally better.
Oh.
You know, it's like not better enough is what they were saying. They just didn't get what the big deal was. And that is going to be such a mistake for them. Mm. I really hope they change that up. That's like ugly Sonic levels of mistake.
I mean, sunken cost, you know.
Ah, I hate it.
At some point, maybe they can't stop the train. You know,
Sony's so good at cutting though.
Just cut and run.
They left the Vita on it. They literally were like, Vita, we'll be back in 2 weeks with some new games and some oranges, Playboy. And he was like, sick. Me and the whores are gonna hang out. And then a year and a half later, he's like, I've eaten.
And I had a mad case of gangrene,
yeah,
or whatever. Like, or what's the one that from sea?
Scurvy.
Scurvy. A mad case of scurvy.
I've got scurvy out the rim ram, and the bones of the dead whores I spelled out help with. It's not working.
Mm-mm.
You know, I worry. I worry about stuff like that because I'm making my money stretching thinner and thinner. And I love video games, and I love spending money on video games. Mm-hmm. It's one of the few things that gives me joy to spend money on. And I've bought so many that, like, I could stop right now and never buy another one, and I probably still might not finish every game I've bought before I die.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? For real.
That's a collection.
It's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
It's I got them.
You know? I got games.
I got hours of games.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, if you guys fuck the industry up, if you crash it, good.
I'm still standing.
I'm so fine. And you know who will rise from the ashes of a straight industry crash? The fucking four dudes who are working on their own version of Castlevania Symphony of the Night right now. You know what I mean? They're gonna be like, ooh, yeah, my game's $15. We've been working on it for the last 10 years.
Who wants some?
And it's pretty good. Yeah, like it's great. I'm ready. I'm ready for the crash. Bring it on. I'm ready. I don't know.
I hope it's not that dire.
No, it probably won't be. But I don't fear it like Phil. You know, Phil. Well, his ivory tower begins to crumble, but
it just has to keep growing.
I've stood at the bottom.
It can't ever stop growing.
It has to stop sometimes, Phil.
It has to keep.
You know what? We haven't even talked about this.
What?
Phil. It's not Phil's fault, really. But
no,
the Xbox has an entire market that it really never still has not broken into. Asia.
Xbox is shit in Asia. Oh, yeah. No one's got one. They don't give a fuck.
There's like four consoles in Japan.
They don't give a shit about... And they're like, look, it's the guy with the Xbox.
He's got a little hat on. Some of them would want... Like, some people would... But no.
No, man. They're all... They got Switches. They got PlayStations. Because, like, Sony probably goes down the street and hands them out.
Mm.
Here you go. Mm-hmm. They probably... They probably are big PlayStation 5s that are actually just like they work. They're, you play games on them, but it's just a business card for Sony's life insurance, and they just leave it on your. They just leave it. There
you it go. Says doorstop.
Yeah, people. I'm lousy with these things. I don't know what to do with them. Yeah, I've been selling the insides for Bitcoin. It's been good. I've got almost 0.000467% of a coin.
My kid's gonna clown me one day. He's gonna be like, "You play on a console? You play on a computer?"
Yeah,
and then he's just playing on his phone.
Yeah, see, I was gonna be like, you know, like Neuralink. I'm playing right now, Dad. Fucking, he's airbending. he's just in his mind, and then you have to slap the piss out of him. Do your homework. Come out of the game. I'm kidding. We do a lot of things for jokes.
Oh boy.
Like, I hope you guys heard the disclaimer. We're not into fucking hitting kids. Guys, come on.
No.
Folks, this is a good Christian podcast about video games. We never hit a child. Mm-hmm. But we really appreciate that you came through today.
Have you circumcised your children?
Today or lately?
Lately.
And be looking after a year or two. It could have grown back on you. You might need to go again. Round two. I'm kidding.
It grows back thicker. It's
it's like a beard.
It's just every time.
The more you take it, the stronger it becomes.
More powerful.
There's just dudes out there with lug nuts.
Just their, looking like a mace.
Yeah, absolutely.
on a ball.
Yeah. I'm ready to go to war.
Mm-hmm.
My hammer. My war pick. All right. Hey, listen, guys. Thank you guys so much for coming to our podcast where we talked a little bit about how Phil says he's tired of not making so much damn money.
He's basically, he was speaking to the shareholders. He's speaking to his bosses.
Speaking to the man.
Yeah.
These fucking, the shareholders, dude, like, just like a bunch of white dudes who don't even know what video games are. They don't even care. They're like, what? I don't care what Halo is. Are you making money this year?
No. You know what I like to look at? My bank account go up.
Yeah, I like...
Which is like fine. You know, I get it. I get it. But like, they don't care about video games. They don't give a shit about how a game is.
Those people that
we're the consumers. We're the people that are, you know, rising up.
Those people that forced Cyberpunk to come out, you know, the way it did, they don't know what Cyberpunk is.
And they probably missed out on... 20% of profit, like that they missed out on. Yeah, 20% more bag.
The bag in the hand is worth two in the bush, then, isn't it?
As the old adage goes.
Yeah.
All right. Definitely. Get us out of here.
Thank you guys so much for coming to the podcast. We are a video games podcast called Get in the Car Gamer. We have been, will be, and will continue to be available everywhere podcasts are consumed. The home base is at soundcloud.com/getinthecargamer and also on Spotify, so please check us out there. We also have a delightful little Twitch show that you could be a part of at twitch.tv/getinthecargamer. We're usually live around the 5 to 5:30 EST mark of Monday and Thursday, so please check us out there. If you like the show, please give us a like. If you want to hear more, please subscribe. Maybe give it a little follow. You know, you never know. And we also have a Discord group that is beginning to thrive. It's so lovely to think that maybe one day I will cultivate a community around this. Brings me such joy.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It is. And already for the homies that are there, completely welcome.
Oh yeah, there is congratulations, Zach, on your
friend of the show, Zach, just got engaged.
Engaged today
at the MLB
as this is being recorded.
Congrats, so, my man.
It's a beautiful thing.
Bless up. I hope the Reds, Cincinnati Reds. Yeah, yeah. I hope the Reds did all right. You never know. But yes, we really appreciate all of our listeners from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Till next time, guys, it's time to get out of the car. Bye-bye.
I will kill your dicks.
Love y'all.
Discord.gg/BXSESUQF74.